Mary, don't stuff me so full of pillows that I can't stand
now,
up.
Blackie, you want to look like a big, fat, jolly Santa Claus, don't you?
Yes, but not like an overstuffed chair.
There. You're well padded and your coat's buttoned up. Now, try on your beard and let's see how you look.
Say, if I get clipped with this thing on my face, you might say my assailant is beating around the bush.
Oh, Blackie.
Well, how do I look?
With your cap on, I'd never know you, and that would be all right with me.
Well, you think that Joe Martin will know me?
Oh, I don't think so. He doesn't know you as well as I do to begin with. I wish you wouldn't try this, though, Blackie.
It's the only thing I can do, since Faraday wouldn't give me any help but Martin's address.
Well, in a way, he can't be blamed for not offering you any help. This isn't a murder case.
That's
and
true.
Besides, you've been wrong all along.
According to him, that is.
Well,
young lady, hand me that sack of phony presents, and I'll put this case in the bag.
Faraday, homicide.
Hello, Inspector. This is Mary Wesley.
All right, let's have it, Miss Wesley.
Have what?
Blackie's newest theory on how to make me waste my time.
Blackie's newest plan isn't going to waste any of your time, Inspector. In fact, you may not have enough time to get down there and help him.
Get down where?
Well, after you gave him that fellow Martin's address, he got dressed in a Santa Claus suit and went down there alone.
What's he bothering Martin for?
Well,
we haven't got anything on him.
Blackie is positive that Martin retrieved those stolen rings from Santa Claus's collection bucket.
And I'm positive Blackie's positively out of his mind.
Well, anyway, I think you ought to go over to Martin's right away. You know the way Blackie's little schemes sometimes get him into trouble.
This time I hope he gets himself into plenty of trouble.
Well, gee.
Yeah, maybe it'll get him out of my hair.
I gotta hand it to you, Clark.
That was
a slick trick calling that Santa Claus at his house and keeping him on the phone while I sneaked in and got the rings out of his collection.
It was just luck that it worked.
What would we have done, Martin, if he'd taken his collection right down from his corner to the Welfare Society?
Yeah, that would have been just too bad, I guess.
Too bad for you.
Why?
Well, because my boy Abby knows how to use a gun as well as his fists.
Hey, look, you got the rings back, didn't you?
Yeah, sure, over there on the table. I came to your room to be sure I got him back. But Abby's going to be my chief assistant from now on, in charge of guys who make mistakes. Understand?
Okay, I understand. But it's sure going to be tough working with a guy who can't speak English or understand it.
I don't want him to be easy to work with. If you can't talk to him, you can't get friendly with him. Trigger men shouldn't have friends.
Hey, wait a minute. Who's there?
Santa Claus!
Get rid of him, Martin.
Okay.
Merry Christmas, son. Merry Christmas.
Hey, fatso, beat it.
The same Santa, Martin?
No. Beat it, Mac. You got the wrong house.
Oh, Merry Christmas, my boy. Can you spare
him? Beat it, I said.
Now, wait a minute, Martin. He's collecting for the poor. Let him come in a minute.
Okay. Come on, Santa. Come on in.
Thank you. And a Merry Christmas.
What do you want from us, Santa?
Oh, anything you care to give. Just anything to help make it a Merry Christmas for the poor. Like those four diamond rings on the table there.
How about letting me give that beard of yours a tug?
Hey, no!
Hey, it's Boston Blackie.
I thought it was some kind of gag. Watch out, he's going to swing that sack he's carrying.
Oh. You'll have to swing it faster than that!
Yep.
Martin, you really flattened him. Now get him up on his feet. I've got a gun on him.
Sure.
Oh,
come on, Blackie, get up.
Thanks.
Hey, what are you going to do with him? You can't kill him here.
I'm going to turn him over to Abby and let Abby take him for a little walk. Hey, Abby.
This is pretty dangerous, Clark.
Be a whole lot more dangerous if Blackie stays alive. Don't forget he's seen the rings and I'm wanted for murder out west and Blackie can describe me.
I sure can.
Hey, Abby. What's the matter with that big hulk? Sanya Abby, you let tag jala rof yasada nugula.
Sena.
Okay, Martin, he knows.
Where, Sena?
Just what kind of language is that?
Quiet, Blackie. All you have to know is that Abby's taking you for a walk with a gun in your back.
Oh, that's pleasant.
Abby Uka.
Sena. Sena.
Come on, Clark. Have Abby get this guy out of here. The cops may not be far behind him.
We better wait until those carol singers outside go away.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
They won't suspect anything. I'll have Abby take them out right now.
But what about those carol singers? They're just outside the house.
I'll tell Abby to keep a gun on Blackie and shoot him if he opens his mouth.
Hey, I got a better idea. Make Blackie sing and keep him singing. Then it'll seem like he's happy going down the street with Abby.
Yeah, good idea.
Hey, I'm really not in good voice this evening, gentlemen.
And you won't be in good condition when Abby gets through with you.
Quiet, Martin. Hey, Abby. Sura Retsum, Blackie Lingo. Finis Duda. Bang, bang.
Bang, bang. Icky, let's him glad.
All right, go on, get going. Start singing, Blackie. Go on, start singing.
A command performance, huh? Oh, I didn't know you had such an appreciation for my talent.
So long, Blackie. So long.
So long.
I said keep singing, Blackie. If you stop once more, Abby will shoot.
I won't stop then. So long.
So long, sucker. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in the one-horse open sleigh. Give me help, I can't yelp, but I'm on a spot. Where we'll go, I don't know, but I know I'll be shot.
Say, hear what that guy said.
When I passed, jump him fast. Oh, listen to my squawk.
Hey, listen to those words.
I have
words.
To sing this silly thing, because he'll kill me if I talk.
Hey, I don't think that
what
guy's
what you speak to him is Greek. He doesn't know a thing.
Come on, let's jump the guy.
So
watch out for gunning.
That's why I just pass you by and let you hear me sing.
All right, now get him.
That's
it,
fellas.
Here, let me at him, fellas. I can take care of him myself now.
Hey, nice punch, mister.
Nice going yourself, fellas, for understanding those words I was singing.
Okay, but at first we thought you were nuts. Hey, here comes a police car.
Hey, Blackie, you all right?
Well, Faraday, you decided to give me some help after
yeah,
all.
Yeah.
When Miss Wesley phoned me and said you were going through with your crazy plan, I thought I'd better get down here and keep you out of trouble. Who's the big guy on the sidewalk?
The guy working for Martin and his buddy, who was going to give me a one-way ride into the country.
Oh, great.
He's safe here. Let's go into the house and get Martin and his friend, who wanted to go out west.
Yeah, come on. Oh, look. There they go, making a break for it.
Yeah. Well, let's break up that break.
Stop, you. Stop in the name of the law.
Watch out, Bradley. They're trying to shoot their way out.
This'll stop him.
Yeah, that made him stop. Come on, let's grab him.
Watch out, Blackie. That guy's got a gun.
You bet I have.
You're not going to get a chance to use it, though, boy.
I've
got this one. Take care of the other one, Faraday.
Don't tell me what to do.
Okay, lay off, copper.
No more, Blackie, no more.
Okay, Martin, no more. If you give me those rings.
Clark's got them.
Come on, you, Clark. Let's have them.
Yeah, okay, here they are. Here.
One, two, three, four. They're all there, Faraday.
Good.
And Martin, Clark, and their pal Abby are all yours.
Wow. You take these guys back to my squad car, will you, Blackie? After this chase, I'm tired.
Oh, great, old man.
Yeah.
I go all out to catch these guys, and you're the one who's all in.
Morning, Turkey. Inspector Faraday?
Yeah, a little bit, Miss Worthing.
Mm-hmm. And Blackie, how about you?
Well, I'll have more of everything, Barry.
You.
If Turkey were brain food, I'd say you had plenty of room for it, Blackie.
Now, Inspector, this is Christmas Day. You and Blackie promised not to fight.
Barry, he's still upset because the case we just worked on didn't involve a murder.
You talk as if I like murder, Blackie.
You must like it, Inspector. The way you've murdered that turkey.
Very droll.
You mean very drool, don't you?
Now she's telling me what I mean. This thing must be contagious.
You know, Inspector, I'm glad the stolen rings case wasn't more complicated than it turned out to be.
Yeah, I'm glad we got it solved before Christmas was over.
Me too. Well, Inspector, men generally put a ring on a finger. But because Clark and Martin stole some rings, we put the finger on them. Hello, everybody. This is Dick Calmer. Every week after we finish one of our Boston Blackie shows, I indicate what I hope we'll be doing the following week.
Uh-huh. Look, Blackie.
Now, just a second. This time, it's going to be a little different.
Blackie, what's with you? What is going on here?
Just a minute, Faraday, please.
Mm-hmm.
Friends, I said I'm not going to tell you what we will be doing next week.
That's good.
I'm going to tell you what we hope you will be doing.
Very confusing.
Isn't almost everything confusing to you, Inspector? Listen, everybody.
What for?
Now, patience, Faraday, patience. Next week, I hope you and everyone you know and love will be enjoying the best holiday season you ever had.
Yeah, now...
That the next year will be a great year for all of you.
Could I say something, Blackie?
You, Inspector, can say anything, and you probably will.
Well, all I say is Merry Christmas to our listeners, Blackie. Merry Christmas to them all. Well, genius, how about one of your usual taglines?
Not this time, Faraday. Mm-hmm. All I say to everybody from Mary Wesley and all our cast is, until our next meetings, season's greetings.
Thank you.